Hello, welcome to Riffs on Writing with Andy and Caroline, where we answer your writing and publishing questions in 10 minutes or less.
Yeah, this is a good one today. Today we're talking about all of us that hate social media, but also need to promote our books, right? So we're going to try to give you some tips for how you do it without social media. But I'm going to start with and say, just kind of have a little social media, just a couple places where you show up, wherever you actively work anyway, Facebook, Instagram, whatever, just create those. And then you can spend the bulk of your time doing other things. So Caroline, what would you recommend first?
So, I mean, you know, and it's funny, I have a pretty decent social media following, not huge, but a good few thousand people. And I don't even love social media myself. But I recognize that a lot of my potential audience is on social media. So instead of approaching this, I would say, from a negative and going, I hate social media, and I'm going to say, well, you know, okay, it's too bad. Look at it from a way of building your audience. Where is your audience? Is your audience at the local community center? Is your audience at places like libraries? Where can you find your audience and how can you reach them? That's what this is really about. Because the idea is that, you know, I'm going to say it. Nobody really cares. You have to show them that your book is great. And I know that sounds harsh. I know that sounds mean. Take what I'm saying with a grain of salt, please. But there are so many books out in the world. There is so much of this out in the world. You have to show them why they should care about your book. They won't magically find you. I'm sorry. I wish they would. I wish they would magically find you. I wish that your audience would just suddenly appear and they would all be waiting to buy your next book. Chances are that's not going to happen. I'm sorry.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I wish that for all of us. Like, I was just put out a book this week, my first romantic comedy, right? And I have a pretty good readership for my other stuff, but this is a whole new thing. And I've sold 7 copies, right? Like, it's not going to magically happen. But like Caroline said, churches, what groups are you part of? Are you part of like a fraternal organization? The Odd Fellows, the Masons, those guys, that could be a really good place. When I first started out, I wrote a book about local history in the county that I grew up in, and it's a pretty rural place, so everybody knows each other. I started putting my book out on the counter at the local restaurant my friends owned and a local hair salon that another friend owned. And I sold a bunch of copies because it was local and people knew my name and they wanted to support me. And it was about a local subject, right? So think about it that way. Think about what memberships do you have? I tend to have memberships in things like genealogical societies because of some of the historical research I do. That's a great place to start seeing, you know, will they put a blurb in their newsletter about your book? Is there a podcast that you just love that's related to the topic of your book? Well, write them and see if they would have you on. Same with the blog, because those of us that create content, right? That's what it's called now, creating content. We're always looking for stuff to say. Yeah. So reach out and ask.
Newsletters, right? That's the other one. You can offer to do a newsletter swap with somebody if you already have a newsletter. If you don't worry about it. You can actually just submit to somebody else's newsletter. You can, if you already have, so you should be starting promotions. I'm just going to get this out of the way. Probably 3 months at least before your book comes out. At least, and I know there's different schools of thoughts about this, but let's just use that one as an example. So what you should be doing is you should be making those connections right away, even before you think you're ready, because all of these things take time. And especially somebody who's creating content, they have what's called a content calendar that they need to prepare. And that gets prepared a few months ahead of time. So, Andy and I were on a podcast yesterday, and they we could get on one side of their podcast that they do for their paid customers, but for their unpaid, they're 3 months out, 4 months out, I think. So, and because what we had to say was timely, we had to use their other content calendar. I know that's a lot of content here, but that idea that people are planning ahead. So you have to plan ahead as well. You can reach out, guess what? Reporters always looking for the next great story, especially if you live in a tight-knit community, a smaller community, or if the subject of your book, and it can be any genre, is timely. If it has something to do with something that's happening, reporters always love that because they can pitch that to their editors as well. So reach out to reporters. I would find when I was looking to pitch something, I would actually look at reporters that on Twitter. I would look just, I would go through the newsfeed on my phone and I would just say, oh, this article works for my book. So I'd reach out to that reporter. There's local television stations and there are a lot of those free ones as well where you don't have to pay to be on them. And they're looking for content. They're looking for people. Reach out. I've done that. That's how I got myself on TV. That's how I've gotten myself on the radio. That's how I've had articles written about me. And you can really build that community. Even so, say you don't have any memberships. That's, you know, not everybody does. We get that. But that's how you're going to build that community. And you should be building it yesterday.
That's right. And don't think that because you're unknown, people don't want to have you on.
Oh, yeah,
they're happy to talk with you. I've been on radio programs and TV programs talking about books that I didn't think anybody cared about. And you know what? Who knows how many readers I picked up, but I probably picked up a couple. And down the road, that becomes a readership, right? You can also think about where you can speak. You know, like maybe your local library has an author series. I do press releases for a winery. By the way, you can do a press release for your book. It's a great thing to do. But I do press for a winery and we have a monthly book event. Maybe you could go read there. Maybe you you have something that there's a convention for. We'll see if you can be at the conference or the convention and talk about that thing. There are lots of ways to promote that actually don't happen on the computer. We could do the computer ones too, but the big ones, the ones I sell more books when I speak in public than I do ever through social media. So looking for ways to find those people in person can be really, really helpful.
Exactly. And yeah, because people in person, you're connecting directly with someone, right? And they're right there and they can just buy your book. I actually did a talk at a university the other day to a bunch of university students, first year. So nobody has that much money. Nobody's, you know, very old or, and I sold the book. I completely was not expecting to, but somebody asked and I wound up selling a book. So that was great. You know, and a good ego boost too. And I just want to say like, this has been our longest chat so to date, and we didn't mention social media. So it's very doable. If you have any questions, right. Just want to point that out. If you have any more questions, please feel free to reach out to us. Like, comment, share with your friends, let them know, and we will see you next time.